You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. David Fair with you on a Thursday, and it's at this time every week that we welcome back the executive director of the Michigan and State Theaters in Ann Arbor. Russ Collins is my co-host for Cinema Chat and has to join us by phone today due to schedule obligations, but it's good to be with you no matter how we get together.
Yes, and I'm very excited to talk about a local film that's going to premiere on Sunday at 1 o'clock. It's by a writer-director, Charles Campbell, who has local connections here. And the film is called All or Nothing. And it's about the Underground Railroad escape called The Great Escape of 28, where many African Americans through the Underground Railroad in the early 1800s escaped from a Kentucky farm in Boone County to their freedom in Canada. And there were white folks, there were black folks, there were men and women that were all involved in coordinating and executing this escape. This is kind of a unique point of view for a film of this type. And Charles Campbell has been working on this film for many, many years. He's done some test screenings at the Michigan Theater, and he's coming up to the final version of the film. And we're very, very excited to be able to screen that again Sunday, February 4th at 1 o'clock. Admission is free, but they sure would like a donation to help support this wonderful and unique story piece that has some local origins, not only because of the director, but because Ann Arbor and Southeast Michigan played a big role in the Underground Railroad, but also to support a local filmmaker. So,
yeah, certainly a tremendous subject matter, and it sounds as though they're taking a different tact on the presentation of information and the human element to the story.
And the point of view, absolutely. And any proceeds that are left over are going to go to the African American Museum that's being established here in Ann Arbor, and many folks have been working on that for many years. So it's a win-win-win all the way around. So we'll see you Sunday at 1 o'clock at the Michigan Theater for All or Nothing.
Well, maybe one day that will be a film that is up for some sort of award. I know the Sundance Film Festival has come to conclusion and the award's announced.
That's right. All or Nothing is sure to see the festival circuit. And one of the kickoffs of every year's new festival circuit is the Sundance Film Festival. I'm happy to say I got back from it a little over a week ago at this point, but it continued after I had left. And the grand jury prizes for this year go to The Miseducation of Cameron Post, which is a U.S. Dramatica winner. The U.S. documentary goes to Kalish. The World Cinema Documentary Award goes to the Fathers of Fathers and Sons, and the World Dramatic Award went to Butterflies. Now, the audience awards are the ones that tend to be more, the films that win the audience award tend to be more popular as they get released, and the audience award went to, for dramatic film, went to Burden. For U.S. Audience award for documentary goes to The Sentence. The World Dramatic Award went to The Guilty, and the World Documentary Award went to This Is Home. And the next, which is a special low-budget category, went to Search.
Now, I know you and your staff were at Sundance for a period of time. Of the movies that you were all able to see, did you come to a conclusion on a favorite and make some decisions about what you'd like to try and bring to our area?
Sure, absolutely. There's a film called Eighth Grade that many of us saw and a lot of us liked. There's a film with a really interesting local connection called Hereditary, and it's a horror film. And a local guy by the name of Mike Gould used his laser effects to great effect in the film. And this film has a tremendous buzz, Hereditary does, and I'm sure that we will see that released. A Boy, a Girl, a Dream was done by Kasim Bashir, who graduated from Huron High School. It was part of the Next series, and there was good buzz on it at coming out of Sundance. And then Puzzle was a film that was produced by a U of M graduate and an area native by the name of Eddie Rubin. And it's about a housewife type woman who suddenly discovers that she has great, great skill putting puzzles together and becomes a champion puzzle assembler. And it's a very human.
I didn't know there was such a thing, a champion puzzler assembler.
Yep. So they have, you know, it's like trivia contest. They have national and international puzzle contest, and she found that she was particularly adept at it. And it was a charming, very effectively done film. One of those films will come to the Michigan Theater as part of Direct from Sundance. This is going to be on March the 9th. Tickets are already on sale. We don't know the film, but tickets are already on sale. We've sold hundreds and hundreds of tickets. This is an annual tradition, and we'll look forward to it. Another film I saw that I liked a lot was a kind of a tough film called The Tale, which starred Laura Dern. And then Won't You Be My Neighbor, a documentary
about Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers, yeah. And it was very heartwarming, touching. But a lot of great films. Madeline's Madeline has gotten a lot of buzz. Sorry to Bother You has gotten a lot of buzz. Three Identical Strangers, a documentary film, has a lot of buzz, as does Pity for foreign film, Holiday, The Guilty. And we'll look forward to having those and many others released throughout the year from the Sundance Film Festival and the other film festivals that come up.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. This is Cinema Chat. We're talking with Russ Collins, the executive director of the Michigan and State Theaters in Ann Arbor. And we'll certainly look forward to that. And speaking of Mr. Rogers, they announced earlier this week, I guess Tom Hanks is going to be playing him in a dramatic biopic. So that's something to look forward to in the next year or two. There are plenty of films to see in our area this week, including Winchester opening at the Multiplex.
Yeah, Helen Mirren plays a very quirky heir to the Winchester rifle or gun manufacturing fortune, and she feels like the people who were murdered by Winchester rifles are ganging up in the afterlife.
Yeah, wasn't the myth that she built like a huge mansion to accommodate all the ghosts?
That's right, as kind of a ghost jail. It stars Helen Mirren and Jason Clarke. It opens at your local multiplex. There isn't a lot of pre-buzz on this film, not very many reviews.
It's Helen Mirren. It's going to be good.
Helen Mirren and an interesting American story. So we'll look forward to Winchester opening Friday at your multiplex. Some special screenings that we have downtown. The best foreign language film nominated from Lebanon, The Insult, is opening on Friday. And it's a courtroom drama. That really illuminates a lot of the conflicts that have existed in the Middle East for a very long time. The reviews on this say that it's very clever the way that it takes this kind of social dynamic and turns it into a court case that makes it a very, very compelling film. The Insult is on Friday.
Certainly timely.
Theater. Absolutely. Great reviews on the film. Be Our Guest is a series that we're doing on Christopher Guest films, and this is Spinal Tap, plays tonight at 9:30, so go check that out.
One of my favorite movies of all time, and fortunately, it was not a mockumentary for me, it was a documentary.
It was a lot of fun. There's going to be a 25th anniversary screening of Groundhog Day. The Men Who Tread on Tiger's Tails is another special screening that we're doing from our Enter the Samurai series, on Monday at 7 o'clock. The State Theater is doing Jim Henson's Muppet series, and the Great Muppet Caper is going to be Sunday at 1 o'clock.
That's a good family time.
Yeah, absolutely. And then there's just a lot of great, great films that are playing at the Michigan. Faces Places is Agnes Varda's new film, and it's nominated for a Best Oscar for Documentary. The Post has Meryl Streep and Tom Hanks, soon to be Mr. Rogers.
Lots of choices.
That's right, lots of choices.
And well, there we go. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
A live from Hollywood.